track 13. And now we come to the sport. And we'll start with rugby. Better side won in Shield Showdown. Newton Abbott's RFC Devon Intermediate Shield final outing at Rackerhays ended in defeat on Saturday, March the 14th. Clumpton, who play a league above Newton, won by 47 points to 30, and in the words of losing head coach Steve Parry, the better side won and played the better rugby. It was a truly back-and-forth affair, with both sides enjoying the lead and spells of dominance at various times. Key league games await the All Whites as they look to stave off any relegation fears. They travel to Truro on Saturday, March the 21st, and all three of their fixtures in April see them cross paths with the trio currently below them in the narrow division. And a look at football. Buckland re-enter the playoff positions. Buckland Athletic return to the Dewson Western League Premier playoff positions with a second consecutive win on their travels. Having scored four times at Oldland Abertonians the weekend prior, the Bucks match this feat, this time prevailing over Helston Athletic. Elsewhere, Sidmouth Town were beaten 2-1 at Barnstable Town, allowing Buckland back into the top five. Plus, Poulton Rovers did them a favour by beating Newquay AFC. Four midweek games could further shift the landscape around them, but Cusack side know they will enter the weekend still in fifth place. 17th place Brislington are the visitors at Homer's Heath in a must-win match. Chudley team's enjoyable sizeable scores. Chudley Athletic first and second 11s scored 20 goals between them on a weekend to remember for the club. The firsts of the South Devon Football League Premier Division sank Division 2 side Harberton Ford by 12 goals to 1 in the latest round of the coveted Herald Cup. Meanwhile, their second 11 hosted Newton Rangers at Cate Brook for a top versus bottom clash in Division 4. Returning to the top flight, and there were defeats for Newton Abbott Duo 66 and Spurs second 11. 66 lost 2-0 at home against Buckfastley Rangers, while Spurs travelled to the windmill and returned empty-handed, falling 6-2 to the runaway leaders. In Division 1, Liberton United are having a rough time of it at the moment. After conceding 10 goals to Besance Rovers and then 7 against Barton Athletic, they shipped 12 this time around in the reverse clash with Besance. Three league wins on the spin for Spurs. Newton Spurs made it three wins on their last three South West Peninsula League Premier East outings as they picked up 6 points in a matter of days. Spurs enjoyed a 2-1 victory at Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police on Saturday, March the 7th, and followed this up with successes against Axminster Town and Crediton United. Spurs headed to Honiton Town Wednesday at the 18th and next host Bishop's Lydiard on Saturday, March the 21st as they race to complete their fixtures. Elsewhere, Bobby Tracy AFC exacted revenge over title rivals Bridport FC in another fascinating encounter. Tynmouth AFC had no game on the weekend, but were narrowly beaten 3-2 by Stoke Gabriel TP in their long-awaited first outing under the new Coombe Valley Lights. This weekend, Torridge side AFC is the destination for the Moorlanders against Tynmouth visit Ilminster Town. And that concludes the sport for this week.